Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Today, I want to give you a short but very sharp leadership tip to help you with your authentic influence as a leader and what that can look like. So when most people think about the word influence around leadership, they might picture, you know, their top CEO on a big stage, or someone with a louder voice or grand, huge title, or maybe someone who's just always front and center. But authentic influence often does look really different from those things that we are taught to expect from influence. Influence as a leader doesn't always come from those fancy or high-level titles, that charisma, or being that loudest voice in the room. It also does come from credibility, consistency, and yes, our emotions, how we as a leader make others feel. So leaders with authentic influence are the ones that people go to for guidance for things, and not because they have to, but because they actually want to and because they trust the leader to help them. These leaders generally model integrity. They own their mistakes. Something that many leaders struggle with is owning their mistakes, but you need to own them. We are human, and it shows that we are normal to other people. And if they make a mistake, they know that we are too. It's a trust factor. These types of leaders also actively listen to everyone. They show up the same way, no matter if they're talking to the CEO or the brand new intern. Again, we are all human and we should be treating each other like that. So ask yourself, am I leading with authentic influence? So here's a few questions to consider. Do people feel safe to bring me the challenges or those barriers they're facing? Am I walking my talk even when it might be difficult or inconvenient for myself? Am I influencing others through emotion, trust, and value? Or just through authority? If you answered yes to these, that's great. You're on the right path. But if you're unsure, there is a signal here maybe that you need to do a self-reflection, because real influence, remember, is not a given. It's actually earned. So here's my challenge for you this week. I want you to look for those small moments that do come up where you can start to build authentic influence or even build upon it if you already do some of these things. So look for something, you know, that maybe how you respond when someone tells you bad news or admits a mistake. Maybe it is admitting that you yourself made a mistake. Maybe it's asking someone on your team how they would lead a project and then really listening rather than just telling everybody how the project's going to happen. Influence does live in these small actions we take as leaders. Remember, it's not just about the title. It's not just about the loudest voice. It is about what you do on a regular basis that builds influence as a leader. I help leaders move from knowing the tip to actually using it so they can lead with more ease, impact, and confidence every day. If you're ready to put these ideas or other leadership challenges into action, you'll find the link in the episode notes to book a call with me. It's free. Let's build and or enhance your leadership starting today. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our other services at www.amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.